The EPA's new clean power plan requires each state to meet a personalized carbon emission goal for its power plants. Many states, especially those with coal and oil industries, have objected, and now New Jersey is also voicing concerns, as WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports.
New Jersey already gets more than half of its electricity from nuclear power and just 3% from coal. Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Bob Martin says that's part of the problem.
We've made that investment already from New Jersey, and we believe this is very unfair. And the regulation itself is, you know, very cumbersome, very confusing, and it will cost the state of New Jersey and the ratepayers a significant amount of money.
Other states that are bigger polluters, he says, will be held to a less stringent emissions standard. In a letter to the EPA, Martin called the regulations an unprecedented regulatory overreach and asked the agency to reconsider. He says New Jersey has not yet decided whether it will take the matter to court if the EPA says no. But University of Pennsylvania law professor Carrie Colonisi says the move is just a prelude to litigation.
New Jersey's obviously signaling that they are going to go to court against the EPA.
Doug O'Malley of Environment New Jersey is criticizing the Christie administration for the decision, saying it was politically motivated and the wrong path for the state.
Governor Christie can ask for a get-out-of-jail-free card from the EPA, but he's not going to stop the science of climate change. And unfortunately, New Jersey is on the front lines of climate change, and we need to be a leader, not a laggard.
The EPA says it will vigorously defend the regulations in court. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.